It's Mother's Day week. What are you doing for your mom?
Well, the day this comes out is my mom's birthday. So,
oh, so you don't have to do anything.
Yep.
Don't you love when that happens?
Two celebrations make a wrong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think that's how that works.
Dude, I love... No, seriously, because Katie's... she's within a week of Valentine's Day, so I just don't have to do Valentine's Day.
That's not true.
That is true. No. You know, it is a shame for people's birthdays who fall on those days, but it is true. There's a psychological effect where it's like... She's never pushed Valentine's Day that hard because she just had a whole thing. It's hard to demand back-to-back things.
Rachel claims that she has the worst birthday of all time. It's not on Christmas. It's not on any holiday, but it's on January 2nd. She says this is when people are most exhausted from celebrating. Like they are done. They're done with Christmas. They're done with New Year's. And you're like, it's Rachel's birthday. And like, oh my gosh.
January 2nd is the worst day of the year. It's like January 1st. Okay. We were out late. Everyone's off work. January 2nd, back to reality. Back to the office. I don't want to see or talk to anyone today.
It was like celebrating me. Yeah, come on, guys.
I thought you were going to say June 19th. That's a close second.
How come?
Oh, no. Oh, no.
I want to make
you don't know either?
No, I know it. I want you to say it.
I do. Yes.
I didn't know if you were playing a joke or if you were that white.
No, I'm tan.
You are tan.
I'm tan. I'm getting better.
You're tanner than Trey right now.
No.
First time ever?
First time ever. I'm serious.
He's making me look magenta. Yeah.
The red walls.
Congrats, man. Happy Mother's Day to all our moms listening and everyone out there who has a mom. Hope you guys are celebrating. And we got a great episode for you guys. We crown the winner of the Shelter Kids series.
Yep.
As well as recap where we've been. And the first episode of the new studio. Go to the wide. Ooh, how fun's the wide shot? It's a work in progress. We're going to dial it in. So like, subscribe, give us 5-star reviews. That's all Katie wants for Mother's Day. 5-star review.
Yes.
A bunch of them.
That's what I want from you guys. Not only you.
Yep. So let's do this thing. Roll music. Correct opinion. Correct opinion. New studio. Katie and I in the process of moving. I just got back on the road. Jake.
I've been in the tanning booth.
He's just like, I have to get ready for summer. So I was like, we're going to California in May. He's like, I just can't do that.
too pale.
No, it felt wrong not having Jake on the road, but you missed a heck of a weekend.
Is this the first time I think I've ever missed a whole weekend?
Maybe.
I don't know what happened.
You missed Canada.
Which?
Which was, this one evened it out because this one was real fun.
Was it?
So I feel better now about how you missed the worst tour weekend of all time. When I bombed the Just for Last Festival, which is going bankrupt. No, I'm not cheering. I'm not cheering. I'm joking.
Round of
applause.
Joking.
No, just for laughs. That's really sad. Right? Yeah, just for laughs. That's all I'm doing.
It's just for laughs.
That is crazy, though. That festival, it's been a classic for decades. Maybe not. Netflix feels like it's taking its place.
Yeah.
Their festival, that roast they had was really good.
Yeah,
some of the roasts you hear, you're just like, oh, it seems like a great, really successful event. I need to watch it. But we played Santa Rosa, California. I roll up to Santa Rosa. I look around. I realize I'm smack dab in the middle of Sonoma, like Napa Valley area. I had no idea.
I didn't know that either.
So we were swirling a glass of bubbly on the hillside of a winery.
Who, you and Tom?
You know, to mention Tom, he's working, busy, sober now.
Good.
Everyone rooting for two. He's still hanging strong.
Good.
Tour manager Tommy said, you know what? I got to get healthy. The man, he got a checkup. He's getting right. So we're proud of him.
Good deal.
Me, Lucas, Allen, and DJ Travis. Beautiful day.
That's fun.
In San Jose. And then San Luis Obispo, another town I knew nothing about. Just so happens I have a friend from college that grew up there. She showed us around. It was something out of a Hallmark movie, this city.
Really?
Nestled in the mountains of wine country, and it's like a quaint little town. All three crowds were amazing, and we had a great time.
Yeah, why didn't I go on this weekend?
I was so clueless. I was just like, yeah, we're going to San Jose, you know, San Francisco. What? It's dangerous. Watch out. No, we were in the beautiful parts.
And you weren't even on the bus. Me and Thomas could have easily come.
Kind of. Yeah, actually.
How'd you guys get around?
It's true. We hoteled in Sprinter van.
Fun.
Which jury's out on which is better. We were taking polls, but the second day the drive was more like 4 hours and you're like, the bus is better. You're sitting in that car. You're like,
what's like a 3 hour drive would be max.
Yeah.
It starts to drag. You're kind of like, oh, it's like halfway through the day. Come on.
Have we talked about this on the podcast? The fact that we took a limo from the mall in Connecticut to Manhattan, New York City 2 weeks ago.
I don't know. We haven't mentioned that. We get down there.
Have we done a podcast since then?
I don't know what's happened.
It's been a little while.
I've just been getting tan.
He's been tan. He's been in Florida for a week.
Alabama.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Gulf Shores.
Golf.
Golf. I know where you've been. Yeah. He's been, I almost said Florida again. Alabama for a week doing his getaway with your podcast listeners.
Yeah.
That looks like a lot of fun. I've been on the road. We've been moving. She's been pregnant, breathing like an obese person. Which is, we'll talk about that later in the podcast. And I don't know what's happening, but we haven't discussed, we played the biggest casino I've ever been in Connecticut. It's humongous.
Yeah.
We did discuss that. And then we took a limo. This, like, we have a car service. And Tom's like, oh yeah, by the way, it's a limo. It was like a last minute change. You're taking a limo.
Yeah.
Felt like Michael Scott or something. Like just the silliest. Yes, Manhattan, call the limo.
And you had a friend from college in the limo as well. Which is great.
Oh, we have. We filmed right after we got back from New York. We did.
Did talk about all this, okay, actually. Yes. Yeah. So
that's why I was very confused.
Just bear with us, recties.
We clearly are really on top of it today.
No, we had a blast though. It was a good time, and it's good to be back in the new episode of the new studio. And it's good to crown the winner of the Shelter Kids series.
Yes.
We talked to six individuals. Got some great stories. We got some great feedback. People seem to enjoy the series. We should do it. Maybe it's a thing we do ever so often. And proud to announce our winner is by a mere... I took the votes to the Correct Opinions Instagram. That's why you got to follow the Correct Opinions Instagram. At correct.opinions. By a mere 14 votes.
Wow.
Separating David and Ashlyn.
This is why you vote. Your vote matters.
It matters.
Your vote matters, huh?
The most sheltered kid in the world. David.
Good job, David.
Yeah. Good job, man.
Good work, David.
You were raised the biggest loser. I'm joking. So we're going to touch base with David here for a second. Let him know that he should be very proud of himself. He won. Get a few chats in with him, and then we'll continue with the episode. So, David, let's see what you got going on. Derek, we good? Are we getting everyone rolling? Oh, hold on, David. Katie's got a text.
I'm good.
I'm kidding. David, we're here. Talking to you because you, the people voted. The people spoke, and they voted you as the most sheltered person in the world. And to celebrate, we brought in an actual gay man here to congratulate you.
I know last episode you said you grew up in a community where if you had a mustache, you were homosexual. So I thought I'd just treat you. Congratulations on first place. Grow my mustache for you.
Congrats. How does it feel?
Yeah. Thank you. It's exciting. And so, you know how, like, when people talk about, like, you know, hey, I went to a therapist and, you know, I realized all this stuff about me. It's very validating for me.
Right? Yes.
It's that realization of, yes, my feelings of how I grew up and what my situation was like. Yeah, I feel validated. So,
right. Next time you're with your family, I feel like there's times where I might say something. My mom's like, you know what? You're being a little dramatic. You'd be like, I was literally voted the most sheltered person in the world.
Were you surprised? Well, like, did you listen to the other ones and, like, were you surprised?
I've listened to all of them. In a way, I think there was one that I thought was, like, a little bit more in certain ways. But I think the, like, lack of complete health care and everything probably got me over that.
That might help. Detail really pushed you
like,
over.
It's like analyzing like game seven. It's like it's the defense that got them over the hump. There, it's like the no doctor for 20 years is what. That's what it got it done for me.
I do like the idea of you listening to these other people and just like, yeah, like you're watching a game. Like that's not sheltered. Come on, get out of here,
frick.
There was a lot to relate to, like the one talking about the schooling. Like, I didn't do any actual school after eighth grade. So, like, aside from doing a placement test every year, because Florida has like basically no guidelines around that. So my mom, 'cause I'm the youngest of six. And so by the time it got to me, my mom was just like, just look up something online that you're interested in, you know, do that.
I feel like I'm... He's just dunking on the competition right now.
Say, like, wait. He hear this last time?
Oh, no. This is some extra scoop right here.
This is like
this for winner circle.
He won the basketball game, and now he's going back out and just doing just dunks and shoot arounds for the people like to keep watching him.
I love it.
He's like, I can win without this information.
Mom, my head hurts. I don't know how to read. She's like, yeah, all right. Welcome to Florida.
Well, it's like, you know, whenever you have those conversations with people, you're thinking like right after, it's like, oh man, I should have said that. It's like, now, like, listening to everyone's like, oh yeah, I relate to that. Oh yeah, that happened to me.
Yeah, I was going to ask, is there anything that you realized you forgot to say or would like to say now as part of your upbringing?
That was the
big one.
Okay.
He's like, I forgot to mention how I wasn't educated at all.
the other one that
we should be laughing.
That, that wasn't a thing was like, it never got the talk. Like,
yeah, sure.
You know, that, you know, even... You know, my dad was like, shortly before I got married, he was like, you know, anything you want to talk about? I was like, no, I'm good.
That was how the dads did it for that generation. It's like, babe, I did give him the talk. I asked him and
he said he knew how.
He's good.
He knew what it was.
You know, you told him to look up all sorts of stuff online for school.
I'm sure he figured it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
and
like, wow.
I think that's honestly like another thing of my parents didn't realize what was available on the internet.
Yeah, so yeah.
That, I think they also didn't know. Like, that was by the time it got to where high speed internet and smartphones were a thing, like, they were already past that. So, like, they didn't understand what all that meant. So, I think that's where I kind of started breaking out of like going on my own, but it's also, I had no guidelines around the internet, so
totally
that was. Yeah.
That's amazing. You had the only parents in the world being like, "Get on your phone more!" Yeah. Oh my gosh, stop bothering
it's
me.
It's a beautiful tool.
You're just like, I'm doing school, right?
Yeah, I'm schooling myself,
basically. Yeah, because like I like there was no like normally with like sheltered kids, like the parents are like on about, you know, oh, you need to figure out what you're gonna do, and you know you're gonna do this X, Y, and Z. You know, for me, it was like, whatever you want to do, you figure it out. You go for it.
Go for it. Yeah, I guess that's when you're the youngest of six.
Yeah,
you know?
That's definitely a byproduct, too.
A whole nother shelter.
Yeah.
The rest figured it out.
Well, that's pretty impressive, man. Well, we're not going to, for winning, you know, you deserve something. So we're going to send you, we're going to get you something sent your way, a Hooters gift card. No, I'm joking. No, we're going to send you something as a thank you for participating and winning. The people who listened, all the recties, thank you for tuning in. We got a lot of good feedback of people, kind of like you, just like, you know what? I grew up some similarities, and it was nice to just hear a lot of us grew up the same, and we turned out to be, we're okay. We're normal people. We're cool.
It was cool to check the comments of the YouTube episode, and also your episode, David, because every comment said, congrats, Trey and Katie, on the pregnancy. And so I thought that was nice. And I thought that was cool that they had that much to say about you.
Yeah, so many comments about this series.
No, that's great. And before mentioning that, I did want to make sure I say congrats to you guys. So
he's still raised well. Yeah, he's still raised well.
Wow, that's see, he's a gentleman. Yes. Thank
nice.
You. Well, David, we don't want to take up too much of your time. Just want to crown the winner. We'll be in touch. And thanks for your time, for coming on twice. And congratulations, man. And hey, if we do this again someday, and we crown another winner, we're going to have to maybe loop you back in and
have you guys go head-to-head
defend
and
your title.
Walk us through the female body and see who comes out on top.
What does this mean? thanks again, David. Everyone, give it up for the most sheltered guy in the world. David.
David, appreciate you, man.
Guys. We'll talk to you soon, man.
Y'all.
All right,
David.
Brother.
Great. Thank you.
Been a while since we podcasted, but there's one thing, one specific clip I wanted to react to, because I feel like the internet should have reacted way more to this, and they didn't. So this is me trying to like, guys, this is amazing. Okay. Let's watch this. This is our president. So Derek, do you want to click on that first link? This is just our president talking a couple weeks ago.
Well, it's your president. I'm joking.
It's not my grandpa's president.
The all-new GoDaddy Airo helps you get your business online.
It sounds nothing like him. Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
That was Joe Biden. Increased
economic growth. Folks, imagine what we can do next. Four more years. Pause.
Four more years. Four more years. Four more years.
And we're in a new studio, so you can't see him. He is looking lost.
He said pause.
Four more years.
I really wish everyone would have chanted four more years pause.
Four more years pause. Four more years. Four more years pause.
It just sounded like
that, yeah. I guess that's what's sad is it happens so often now that you're like, what are we gonna put? We're gonna put that out on another article.
This isn't super harmful to anyone, so let's just.
Yeah, it like flew under the radar, and I was like, this is hilarious. This is like the Ron Burgundy.
Yeah, yeah.
Go pause yourself, San Diego.
Four more years. It's like, what's worse, having to describe how he needs to pause, or the fact that you do that and he reads the word pause.
Or is it that he's saying that he needs to be president for four more years, but can't read a teleprompter?
Yeah, the irony.
Or is he being really hip and trendy with the young crowd? You know that meme? Where guys are like, they'll be like, yeah, you know, that dude, that big guy was all over my back. Pause.
It's they the say new that's what stuff. She said.
Yeah, it's the new that's what she said. It's a great way to describe it. I don't know if you knew this. And so maybe for, I don't know what he led up to. He just got confused with the meme, but maybe he was trying to like, four more years. Like, that's what she...
Hold
whoa,
up.
Whoa, that's what she's... Pause.
That's what he's trying to do.
I'm sure that's what he's trying to do.
Mm-hmm. His face when he's doing it, I mean, he just looks so lost. It's kind of sad, but it's just like... He didn't even... Like, I think the pause threw him off, but it seemed like even four more years threw him off.
He was like, wait, I'm doing this again?
Four more years for who?
What for... What? Yeah, maybe that was... Four more years. Wait, time out.
Yeah, he was
four more years for
pause
me.
Pause. Just like be like, pause. We're not doing
it. Pause. Can we talk about this? Can I do one? Maybe two. I don't know if I can do four.
Did I sign up for this?
Well.
Four more years. Kamala, can you do some of it? Can you do all of it?
Can you do some of it, please, Kamala?
Four more years. Pause.
Pause. Oh, that's great. Derek had a clip. You said there's people saying he might have pooped his pants?
Might have. I mean, it's what every toddler does.
You play it on your... I'm going to show the studio here. Look. So watch him here. People are saying that was a quick... He pauses. There's like a light bend in the knee. Katie.
It does look like a two-year-old.
I see Thomas poop all the time.
Look. There's a slight bend in the knees.
Jill definitely got a whiff of it. She turns away.
And Jill... She walks onto the lawn, which shows she's a presidential lady. She knows you're not supposed to do that, but
why does he stand like that?
It was actually kind of
click on the poop edit one. You got to put that in the podcast.
She kind of puts her head down and walks away too is kind of an added factor there.
Oh, Joe,
he died. Oh.
Oh,
see, there's the edit. Too.
I didn't even see it at first.
So helps paint a picture. So Katie, based on, you know, the mothers out there who watched the clip, and Katie, based off of your, you know, motherly expertise, was that a number two? Was it a false alarm?
I mean, it was pretty quick, so I don't know if his bowels are working that well these days. So I'm not sure.
A lot of prune
juice. I'm not fully convinced, but I did actually see that same scene 2 days ago with Thomas in the bathtub, unfortunately. So pretty up to date on those kinds of things. And I'm not fully convinced.
He finally pooped in the bath.
Yeah. He's never done it before.
No way.
Yeah. And it's funny because I was taking a cute little video to send Trey since he was out of town. He was like playing in the bath and I saw it in his face. And in the video, I'm going, Thomas, no, don't poop. And you saw that video.
Yeah.
And then I stopped the video.
How quickly after?
And then I was trying to get him out. So I like pulled the water, drained the water. And truly, he was still playing. And then thankfully there was no water. So it was a little easier of a cleanup. But he just... And so then I freaked out and I picked him up. And then it scared him. And
he's screaming. Yeah, the video she sent was like him like in the bath. And then he just kind of locks eyes with the camera and starts going...
I was like,
and she's like, stop. So aggressive. So okay, you're saying you're not convinced he pooped
I'm
his
not
pants.
Convinced,
all right. Yeah. Okay. Well, put on the teleprompter. Met Gala was this week. It's one of my favorite events of the year.
I haven't seen much of it. I'm excited just to happened. Educate me.
It was Sunday night. No, Monday night.
I think it was last night, yeah.
And first of all, I was just getting on, trying to get some details of like celebrity news for like, I was trying to write jokes or something. I was like, what's like happening in the celebrity world? I can like make fun of it. And you go on like eonline.com. You ever peruse these sites?
I don't.
I follow E! News on my Instagram.
Okay.
This is the first one I saw. This is all across the internet. Why Olivia Culpo dissolved her lip fillers ahead of her wedding to Christian McCaffrey.
That was a headline. Yep, I saw that.
That was
and
a
you,
big
and
one.
You see that and you're like, ooh, tell me more.
I did not click on it, no.
I mean, but is that not insane? So a woman's lips?
It's like journalism.
Yeah. That's someone is full-time. They walk around on the earth and they're like, you know how I'm going to make a living? I'm going to tell people about B-list celebrities' lips. I'm going to write a whole article about it.
I mean,
and you clicked on it.
What are you telling people?
That I do?
Yeah.
way more important stuff.
I'm looking through this article.
I talked to homeschooled weirdos. Yeah. I think that's important.
No, but
journalism.
I'm sure that these people writing, I mean, maybe they just love the hot gossip, but I would think this maybe isn't their necessarily like dream job. I don't know. They love it.
It is funny how many of these articles are just people typing, like transcribing what celebrities put on their like Instagram story.
Yeah. Can you believe what they said? And there was, yeah.
This was like, I had my lips dissolved last week. She's saying on her Instagram story, look at my before and after. I'm really happy. They look better now. This is like the whole article.
I mean, that happened to us. Like when we got married, there were some random websites that wrote like an article about us. And it was just our Instagram captions, which we don't share that much on Instagram. And I was like, how did they manage an article on this? Like,
I scrolled down to see how good the journalism was. And here's one sentence. Olivia isn't the only star to speak about her cosmetic treatments. Did you know that? Other celebrities have spoken about treatments before.
And then as you scroll
down, it's Gypsy Rose.
Gypsy Rose.
Gypsy underwent a rhinoplasty and septoplasty, parentheses, nose job, in April. So there's an example of another
3 months
celebrity.
After she was released from prison.
Yeah. Pretty similar to Olivia, yeah.
You know, I don't know if these are the types of articles that I've heard Rachel complain about, but as she is, you know, from time to time looking into Taylor Swift news, or maybe this is before the album drops, Travis Kelce news, whatever. She always gets so frustrated that every journalist is like filling a word count and it's just like reminding you of who Taylor Swift is. Like, I don't know how to describe it exactly, but it's like the blank space songwriter recently found, you know, was found out in the public eye with number 87, 14,000 yards, you know, career receiving leader, Travis Kelce. Like, they're just adding these, like, stats. She's like, I know who they are.
Yeah.
That's why I'm clicking on this. Don't tell me she wrote blank space.
Gotta
I know they wrote
word
blank
count.
Space.
Yeah. This is, it just keeps going. She just, this is the most, like, we need a paper by this week BS. It's just a list of 40 celebrities who, with tiny quotes that are just like, yeah, I got Botox.
Oh, the picture of Martha Stewart is tough.
Would you have any idea?
To look at.
She right down here at the bottom. Kim Kardashian revealed she's gotten a little bit of Botox, but hasn't dabbled with filler on her lips or cheeks.
This one says, huh. Lady Gaga. And then it quotes, I've never had any work done.
Why did they put her
in an article?
Did they get that quote 15 years ago? I mean,
yeah, it's the Born This Way singer told radio host. This is exactly what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. They have to describe who these A-list celebrities are.
Someone was out to get Kathy Griffin. Someone said, Kathy Griffin. And this is a photo.
Oh, show Katie.
Oh, God.
We talked to comedian Kathy Griffin.
She doesn't look like that.
They're out to get her. Yeah. Why'd they use that photo?
I know.
My gosh, it looks.
Derek just fell over in his seat.
It looks like after that character gets like their face sucked out of them in Monsters, Inc.
Yep, yeah, that's exactly what it looks
wow.
like.
Wow. Mm-hmm. What a reference.
One of the greatest movies.
Jennifer Aniston. She's part of this article. Want to know what she did? Maybe rhinoplasty, maybe lip filler. I had a deviated septum that I fixed.
Classic.
Always.
And then I slept better afterwards.
Classic.
So that's a cool article.
Is that why your nose is so straight, Trey?
Because of my rhinoplasty?
Because you had deviated septum?
It was a rhinoplasty.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what it's called.
That is what it's called.
Rhinoplasty. No, no, rhinoplasty is a surgery to change the shape. Oh, both breathing. Yeah, that's what they called it, I think. So, oh my gosh, I had two rhinoplasties. I've had two nose jobs.
Wow. You should be in that article.
Yeah, I don't mess around when it comes to showbiz.
That's why it's so straight.
You should have seen me 10 years ago.
Ooh.
I looked jacked up.
Wow.
That's right. Two nose jobs. You got to want it to be in showbiz.
Tyra Banks said, I had bones in my nose that were growing and itching.
Growing and itching?
That's what she said.
Well, yeah.
Now this article's getting exciting again.
Yeah, no kidding. Tyra Banks says, when it's a full moon, I get hair on my back. Interesting.
Tyra Banks said, if I get real quiet, the nose hairs can't see me. I don't know. She's going off the deep end.
Wow. So, the Met, if you just go direct to eonline.com, I'm sure it'll be all Met Gala stuff.
Yeah. I liked the theme this year.
What was the theme, Katie? Enlighten us.
I don't know what they exactly called it, but it was like,
I didn't even know they had themes.
Yeah, it was like garden party.
It's usually the theme. I think the theme last year was annoying. 2 years ago was pompous. What was this year? Garden party?
The Garden of Time. Yep.
Garden of Time. And what does that mean?
The Garden of Time. Everyone dressed very, I feel like everyone dressed like either very like floral and gardeny or like a little, not old school, but vintage or I can't really, I'm not talking well right now.
This person dressed up as a Guatemalan gardener. I feel like they did not get the theme.
Or did they really well? It was inspired by J.G. Ballard's short story of the same title that was written in 1962. It was interpreted in a myriad of ways. We certainly saw many looks of floral and botanical.
What happens inside of the gala?
That's a great question.
Garden stuff?
Blood sacrifices.
Yeah. Pizza.
Yeah. Pizza. Ooh, what's on the what's the toppings on that pizza? Mm-hmm. Interesting. Who's Gwendoline Christie?
She was on Survivor season 6.
Oh, yeah.
I think.
She played that immunity idol. Google her. Derek, pull it up. Gwendoline Christie Met Gala. That's a particularly fun one. She looks like she's officiating the Hunger Games. Which I guess there's a garden.
Her hair looks like when you have to clean out the inside of your vacuum cleaner.
Mm.
It's like collectible.
Know what her hair looks like? This is a very, very specific reference. I hope you get it. It's when you look in the little trash bin in your shared master bathroom and it's a clump of hair and you go, where did that get off her body? And you're kind of like, what did you shave where? And then she's like, that's from my hairbrush, idiot.
Yeah. That's like hairbrush remnants.
It looks like she knocks on the doors of... like a sorority. She's like, who has blonde hair? Can I borrow your hairbrush?
Wait, let me see the picture.
And she got them all collected and then exactly she stuck like it on it. Her head.
Honestly, how do they get her hair like that? That's impressive.
I heard they talked to Trump's camp and they got the insight how to make it flow like that.
I have this Instagram I follow that kind of explained some of the people's dresses and like how much work it took to make them. Gigi Hadid's dress, which I really liked. 70 people worked on it. And it took 5,000 hours and 2.8 million beads.
I can't even comprehend. Holy cow. How many hours?
5,000 hours. It took 70 people 5,000 hours.
I mean, maybe they're
exaggerating. It looks nice, but I don't know.
And they're all Chinese children?
I don't know.
Yeah, does it say the race?
Does it say...
another one, Alea Bhatt.
Lizzo went as... look at Lizzo.
What kind of
garden? It said it was garden?
Garden That's of cool. Time.
She went as like a...
Like an oak. That's kind of... A garden needs a nice
The Garden tree. Of Time.
It's like a potato.
Some root vegetable.
It is always interpreted in interesting ways. People are very creative.
They are.
Also, you say Gigi Hadid. I always thought it was Hadid, but I feel it like you would be. Know. I feel like you would know.
I probably don't. I say a lot of things wrong.
Oh, I didn't know that about you.
Yeah, I don't know what they do in there, though. I think they just get together and they're just... I think they walk through and they get photos and everyone's like, look at how this took so many hours, so many people. And then they like close the doors, cameras go off, and they all just kind of go, we're better than everyone. They like just high five. Like, yeah.
They have a gala.
What is that?
I don't know what that
they
word means.
You know, they have dances and think about like in like old movies where they're all dancing in synchronized ways. That's what they're doing.
I see here it says Usher reveals why he didn't perform at the gala. So maybe there's performers.
Yeah.
And it's not Usher. This headline says Kendall Jenner's butt-bearing Met Gala look makes fashion history. I'm not going to click on it. But you know off the top of your head, how did it look, Katie? Do you remember the butt-bearing one?
Kendall Jenner? I thought she...
Butt-bearing garden gnome?
I remember seeing a front of picture of her, but not a back picture.
Nothing front-bearing.
Would you?
I do see that now. Oh no, that's not her.
Would you? Sure. Would you go to the Met Gala, Jake, if you got invited?
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah.
I mean, if someone else like paid for my dress, I don't want to spend. How does it work? I only see people in dresses.
Yeah, I don't know how it works actually. I think you do flip a coin with what gender you go as.
I think it'd be fun to experience it, just to know what goes on the inside. Yeah, what happens when it's just us. But I would look ridiculous in any of these clothes.
Let us know your thoughts on the Met Gala outfits, your favorite, least favorite. Always love it. Great. I will say this seems like the least annoying. This theme has produced the least annoying.
That's what I'm saying. I really like this theme. It's very like a lot of the dresses are actually just like really pretty dresses that, yeah.
I don't know. It's interesting. Okay, let's go on to, you found a skateboarding chicken?
Yeah, it's exactly like what it sounds like. If you click on it, it's so awesome. This guy just does skateboarding tricks with his chicken.
With his chicken.
Isn't that awesome?
He's just holding the chicken.
Like a full kickflip?
Yeah. So,
That was awesome.
This guy's... I'd say 80% of his account is different skateboarding tricks with his chicken. So this guy never steps on the board.
Okay.
It's just like maybe the chicken will start with it. He'll throw the chicken up in the air and spin the board around. The chicken will land back on it. Sometimes there's ramps. Sometimes they like grind.
Wow.
And yeah, it's pretty sweet. It was my favorite find of the week.
Someone said his bro's making shredded chicken. That chicken shredding, dude. So, is that Tony Cock? That's so funny. Wow.
So yeah, his Instagram's like chicken.plug, I think.
Birds of a feather shred together, dude.
Go check it out. It is awesome.
Chicken plug.
You know, this actually, speaking of chickens, I never told you this, Trey, but this weekend when I was walking with Thomas in our neighborhood, we encountered a lot of animals in a short span of time, and two of them were chickens on the sidewalk.
Wait,
neighborhood.
This
wild chickens?
They were not wild. There was a man trying to corral them, and he was corralling them towards me and Thomas on the sidewalk, and I kind of was like looking at him, and he was looking at me, and I'm kind of like, where are you taking these chickens? Are you taking them on a walk? What are you doing with them on the sidewalk? And so I just crossed the street and got on the
Were they side. On skateboards?
Sadly, no.
Were they shredding?
Because there's a movement.
This was this neighborhood? You might have moved into a chicken neighborhood?
No, old neighborhood.
Oof.
Yeah.
That's probably
good. But it was, we had a rabbit right before the chickens encountered. There was a rabbit that as we got closer, it did not move and it had part of its ear was bitten off. And I think that's probably why he didn't move. He couldn't really hear us. I don't know. It was kind of,
people are going to think we live in a skid row or
Enchanted
something.
Enchanted forest.
It was weird. What is that? And also the Met Gala down there. Appear. I was like, where are we? It was very bizarre. And then someone had their dog in the yard. We crossed the street and there was a dog in the yard, but I didn't see any humans. And so then
he had his leg bitten off, yeah. So he couldn't run very fast.
And we escaped all of that. So it was quite the walk for me and Thomas.
That's fun. I was on the beach and I saw, just back to animals, I saw this thing that looks like a Ziploc bag, just kind of waving in the wind, stuck in the sand. And turns out it's a Portuguese man-o-war. If you step on it, you get stung. You ever seen those? It just looks like a baggie. It's kind of crazy. Maybe it's what bit off that rabbit's ear.
That's scary.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Dang.
Also, I saw dolphins this week. Sick. You know, there's dolphins in Alabama.
No way.
Doesn't it seem like they could probably afford something nicer? Yeah.
It does.
Yeah. The good amount dolphins of dolphins
in Gulf Shores.
Yes.
That is kind of amazing.
See any sharks?
I don't know.
Some trash.
Mm-hmm. There was one time where from our house, we saw like a what's it called? Like a dorsal fin or whatever. And other people looked it up. They're like, oh yeah, there's dolphins in the area. And I was just like, I bet it was a shark. And so I was just trying to like kind of instill some fear in everyone. So I don't think we saw a shark, but we saw the fin of something.
Fin of something. Which, I would lean more shark there than dolphins. Dolphins, and you ever go to like a bad part of town and you see like a really pretty person and you're like, in due time, they're gonna find a way. It feels like dolphins, and it's like Florida's just keep swimming.
Yeah, just keep going.
30A is right down the street. Gulf Shores, it's kind of the redneck 30A, would you say?
A little bit. I mean, not crazy. I mean, Daytona is probably like a redneck 30A.
Yeah.
Gulf Shores is nice, but it's not nearly what Seaside is. Mm-hmm. 30A is.
We only went to Gulf Shores once because we went to that area a lot growing up because we were so close. And we just went at the wrong time. And it was like the jellyfish, like kind of like.
It was jellyfish season.
It was jellyfish season. And we all kept trying to swim and just all kept getting stung. And we were kids. And so we were like, we want to go in the water. And we just kept getting stung. And my parents just had to buy a bunch of vinegar and was
just peeing
we
on
peed
you.
On everything that week.
Well, guy,
if you get stung, we're going to pee on you. Like, let's keep swimming.
Ew.
Is that what you're saying?
No.
That's weird.
I went to Gulf Shores once in college for spring break and went to the Hangout. If anybody knows that, it's like the one spot in Gulf Shores. And this was my first time having a Long Island iced tea.
Oh.
Little sheltered SBU Jake. I thought I was getting some version of a sweet tea. I knew it was going to be alcoholic, but I thought, not I was like, maybe this will taste alcoholic. A lot like sweet tea. And I ordered what is one of the most like alcoholic cocktails I feel like you can get. Like one of the strongest like drinks you could probably get at a
Did
bar.
Did you like how it tasted?
Not at the time. I feel like since then now, I'm growing up a little bit.
Did you drink it?
I think I was like, oh, whoa.
Not taste like
tea. That is not McDonald's sweet tea. No, I think I passed it around and like five of us split it. It was awesome.
Long Island iced tea. Or what was it?
Yeah. I was worried. I was like, oh, geez.
Do you know what's in that?
I mean, no.
Let me tell you, because that drink is like insane. A Long Island iced tea is made with vodka, tequila, rum, gin, triple sec, which is also alcohol, and a splash of Coke.
That explains the taste. That explains what I was experiencing.
It is a depraved drink.
Dude, I remember, but it kind of weirdly tastes good. And like lemonade-ish, but I remember that was like one of the few drinks I'd ever heard of. Like, you know, when you first start drinking, like Long Island iced tea, please. And then
they're kind of like,
you learn, and then you start to, I remember, never forget the first time I was out with someone who like knew drinking. I was like, Long Island iced tea. And they're like, goodness gracious, dude. I was like, oh yeah, I know that. So I shouldn't order that.
Yeah. It was one of my first ones ever. And I drank it very responsibly.
Yeah, you did.
That's good.
Very slowly.
Oh, okay. It's Mother's Day week.
Mm-hmm. I can't wait to see what you got me.
Man, you just keep adding holidays as the years go on too. Now we have so many. Because I got to give you gifts how many times a year? Birthday, Mother's Day.
Earth Day.
And then you kind of have to for the baby's birthday. It's kind of like.
Did I get something for Thomas's birthday? If I did, I don't remember, and I wouldn't mind that.
White girl day. Whenever Taylor Swift drops an album.
Anniversary, Valentine's Day.
That's what you add. Anniversary, Mother's Day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Love comes at a price, man.
Yeah, I'm so sorry, man.
Thanks.
It's the worst.
No one tells you that when you fall in love.
You have so many things to celebrate that are happy, and it's so. I'm sorry for you.
Rachel and I had some trouble with our marriage license and, you know, like something got messed up and she's like, oh, it's such a bummer, but I was doing it on purpose. So I didn't have to celebrate the anniversary ever. So that way it was like, when did we get, who knows?
Right. I thought you were going to be like, we're having trouble with our marriage.
License.
So.
No, that is
true. You guys are coming up on a year.
Yeah. 20 days.
Wow.
So what is her, is she big? Katie's really big on, we have to, the day. We got to celebrate on the day. It's not kind of like, well, when we're free somewhere within a week or so.
I am hoping that will not be the case because 3 days beforehand, we will be at a Taylor Swift concert in Portugal. So I'm really hoping that it carries over onto the 27th. But we will find out.
That's not totally true. I don't mind celebrating a different day, but the day of, I still want it to be acknowledged.
Like a text.
Yeah.
Acknowledge this is our anniversary period.
Okay. Wait, good morning. 1 year ago. Yeah. 4 years ago. Absolutely. Today was when we did it.
Yep.
Gotta go.
You know what I mean?
So, yeah, we'll see what acknowledged. We do. That's... close.
What? Play this video. Yeah. This is what Katie starts sending me videos like this when it comes time to buy her gifts.
It's good information to know.
Let us listen to this.
Chanel bags or gold?
So in 2010, a classic Chanel flat bag was retailing in the US for $2,850.
Wow.
But at the same time, 1 ounce of gold was worth $1,689.
Okay.
Fast forward to 2024, a classic Chanel is selling for $10,800, which is a 2,079% increase. Whereas 1 ounce of gold is only being sold for $2,344, which is only a tiny 39% increase.
I'm off to buy some Chanel bags.
Okay, what is Is a Chanel bag really 10 grand?
Some I think it's got to be a certain
one. Yeah, some of them are, but not all of them. But I mean, like if you
it's a family heirloom. What's the big...
I mean, deal. That seems like a good investment for a family heirloom. 2,000% increase? What other investment increases like that?
Okay, well, I'll get you one, but it has to stay on the shelf and never come out of the packaging. Deal?
Mm-hmm.
That's an event. That's
yeah, because you could like... Thomas could throw up on gold, and that gold is still worth the exact same amount.
Right.
If Thomas throws up on the Chanel bag, I'm going to guess it loses its value.
Well, it could be the right cleaner.
Could be cool for her to misplace a more expensive purse.
I don't misplace purses.
You misplace everything. Wouldn't that be? You'd be like, oh no, where's the really expensive bag? And it's like, oh my gosh, it could be fun to leave your purse at a restaurant that costs like a bunch of money that would make you nervous about it.
Yeah,
it could be fun.
Yeah, it adds a little excitement to your life.
I hate that.
Yeah.
No, I think I don't know. What should I get her for Mother's Day?
Chicken.
Yeah, I'm gonna talk to the neighbor. I'm gonna say, hey, which one would you say is more coordinated, more brave? And then we're gonna be out of town for a family weekend, and you're gonna wake up and there's just gonna be Tony Khan.
If I woke up with a chicken
1080 tail flips
in my room or on my bed, that sounds like a nightmare.
All the eggs? It's pretty nice.
I mean, I wouldn't hate the fresh eggs, but I'm not going to...
Women love eggs. You have millions of eggs in you.
Uh-huh. Used to.
Uh-huh.
Used to. Not.
But yeah, the idea of having a chicken and getting fresh eggs, it sounds really nice, but I don't want to take care of the chicken or touch it. So.
Dang, girl. How many eggs you got?
Lots.
It's a more appropriate way of asking a woman her age, I think.
Yeah.
Because just how old are you is very rude.
Like, yeah, you're right. That would be way less rude.
General range of eggs.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We're talking millions, hundreds of thousands.
What's your ER? Just your egg range. Hit me with an egg range real quick. What are we talking? 800,000? All right, got a handful of years left.
Also, real quick, Katie had to step out. She's got the 20-week appointment. Which egg we check. All know what that is. Egg check, which is they do the mammogram, monogram. What's it called? Sonogram.
Mammalian gland.
And to see, so I'll just let her know. No, I'm going to, but we're going to wrap up the episode. And almost forgot, next week's episode, we have a very, very special guest.
That's right. Next week is great.
The great Joe Santagato. Who is an internet OG. He's part of the Basement Yard podcast. If you don't know that podcast, you don't listen to podcasts. It's a great podcast. And he was kind enough to come on when we were in New York. So very excited for that. Next week will be a fun one. But let's wrap up here. We got a couple fan videos. Derek's got them queued up here. Who do we got? Who do we got today?
Hey guys, my name is Nadine. I've been a longtime listener of the show since like episode one or two, probably.
Whoa.
I am very nervous about calling in because I am an only child and I'm not used to teasing. So I know I'm going to get roasted somehow, but I finally built up the courage and now felt like an appropriate time because
you pause real quick?
Episodes.
You know what's awful? I mean, I've already thought about and decided no, making fun of her three times.
Yeah, it's awful? Like, I would say something, but she's not giving me any pauses to say something. So yeah, I'll just wait it out.
And she's confident. Yeah. But Nadine, I don't know if that's a name. And she said first or second episode.
Mm-hmm.
You would remember, right? Or if you start on the second, I mean, that's... No, can you imagine anything worse? Someone's like, I've been a day one listener every single episode. She's like, well, I skipped the first one.
I didn't believe in you for whatever reason at the beginning.
And I listened to all of them, and I have more free time, but I just... Ugh. Nadine,
also
only child.
Nadine sounds like a food I would ask to be taken off my like plate.
Oh, yeah.
Can I get the burger? No Nadines, thanks.
Yeah.
Can I get the Caesar salad? No tomatoes. No Nadines.
Are the Nadines? Are they mixed up in there? Or are they full Nadines?
Okay, if you could take them off, that'd be great.
This is just a texture thing. All right, we got to accomplish that.
We were talking about Paramount Plus and Yellowstone, and I'm really sad that you deleted your Paramount Plus because one of the Yellowstone offshoot shows called 1923 was filmed on my family's ranch, or parts of it. So, anyway, needless to say, being an only child growing up on a ranch in Montana, I was somewhat sheltered, though definitely probably not as much as you guys. I am one of those freaks who kind of sheltered myself, though. I know there was a listener who called in a really long time ago and said she sheltered herself, and I related so much to that. So I would like to hear more from people who have sheltered themselves. I went to a really small school, like basically the next step up from homeschool, which is a two-room schoolhouse. And we had on average about 12 kids in the whole school. And they pretty much all went to the same church. And they were all very sheltered. And so I found myself like pretending to be more sheltered than I actually was. Just to kind of,
like, fit in. Like to be cool. Gosh. Was that it?
Anyway, love the podcast. I would also like really like to hear what your friends were like growing up, like if they were also sheltered kids. And I would like to put in a request for more segments about people pleasing, because that has, like, you guys talking about your people pleasing tendencies has actually helped me a lot. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this has just been a revelation for me. So I hope that you will consider making a new segment for people pleasers. All right, love the pod. Bye.
Thank you so much, Nadine. Girls love to do that. Katie does that. I call her sometimes. I'll be like, hey, what's for dinner? Shut up. You ruined my joke. What? Is there music playing? I do like the thought of being so sheltered and what else is. You're like, that's the way you're popular.
What's Harry Potter? I don't know either.
Oh, you're curious about drinking alcohol? Dork. I'm sober. I've never cussed, you loser.
Sneaking out? I sneak into church.
Yeah.
That's what I do.
Oh my gosh. Who? Prom? I got asked to go to prom three times, said no, I've refused to go.
No, they dance front to back there.
I'm scared.
No thanks.
What do you think prom's like in a two-room classroom?
Two-room classroom?
Yeah. Or their football team.
There's
probably
a lot of,
like,
it's chalky.
It's foggy in there. It smells. I just don't know. They probably don't like shower a ton.
Montana, ranch, schoolhouse. Yeah, this is like Little House on the Prairie.
I feel like so many of those like young school dances, they do the grinding, which is very strange, like young person thing. But they have belt buckles and stuff that would never work.
It looks like a welding trade school going on in there.
Sorry.
Sparks flying.
Yeah, sparks. You just absolutely could never pull that off.
The belt buckles, dude. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you got spurs on their boots, so you can't dance that close. You're going to be cutting people.
Yeah. And you're used to you know, breaking bulls and horses, and you next thing you're accidentally, you're dancing with a girl, and then you just swat her, and you're like, I'm sorry, habit.
Sorry, I slapped your rear
there. Sorry. I
wanted you to go faster.
Mm-hmm. That would never work. Thank you for calling in. That's great. My friends, I had great friends. I had a couple friends, Nadine, that I know you're probably not familiar. They were African American. And so they were great young men, and we had a good time.
I honestly don't know if Nadine does even know what you're talking about.
Mm. How else do I describe it?
Basketball players.
Yeah. They're
like
they walk cool.
They're like as fast as the horses, but they look like us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know when like music plays and you kind of bob your head and you're never that confident in it? They are.
They do it at the right time.
Mm-hmm. They're great people. I had similar. I was the most sheltered of my friends, for sure.
I think I was too, especially once I got into high school. My friend group was the athletes.
Yep.
I was the only one in the group going to church. So
I'm not kidding. I was the guy in like high school who, obviously, I'm a really cool, fun guy. And so I was like being asked by the popular kids to like come to the party and be like, that's WWJD. I can't.
Yeah.
I was that guy.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
By the time I, junior, senior year, they knew not to even invite me to the parties. It was great. Didn't even have to say no.
I did go to one at the end. I was like, I got to go to one. You know, it's fine. That doesn't mean I'm doing anything wrong. I'm going to the party. And it was a true sheltered, like I show up to the party and there's like, of course, drinking this and that. I remember just being like, oh my gosh.
This is scary.
This is scary.
No thanks.
No thank you.
Nadine, just real quick, when you said people pleaser, one thing I thought of just real quick, Brad and I are flying to Gulf Shores. You know, we don't fly together that often. So he's like, you a window seat guy? I was like, oh, I love the window seat. He's like, oh, because you get to like rest your head? I was like, no, I sleep straight back. What I like is getting to be in charge of the window, of the blinds. When you sit window, that's your domain. And I like to close them. I'm not putting up with some guy who's never seen clouds before, opening up the window the whole time and I can't sleep. I said, so that's why I do it. So I could be in charge. And of course, dude, I sit down, my nice little window seat. Immediately, the guy in the aisle seat, I close the window. Hey, man, you mind popping that open for me? I go, sure, no problem. And just immediately.
Yep, my joy. Yep, wait,
would love
just,
to.
He just wanted it open? Was he nervous or something?
I don't know. I tried to like be respectful and try. And honestly, I was kind of curious. I was like, is he freaking out right now? Or why does he need this open for?
I've never heard of anyone requesting.
It's pretty bold. In the aisle seat, after I've closed it, clearly I want this closed. He's like, hey, do you mind popping that open? No.
Do you have when you're landing, do you pop it open or you're still, it's never open?
I would only open it if I was like cold and I thought maybe the sun would be on me and then the heat would heat me up.
See, I do think it's great plain courtesy to open as you're landing. I'm a guy, I'm like, where are we at? Where are you? And so you'll notice me in the aisle start to like, none of them are open. I'll like lean way over just to get a visual. Like, okay, I don't like to go in blind.
Well, what if I told you the pilots could see out the window and they could... So
well, they're both in the window seat.
They
so I assume
they know exactly where we're at. No, I get that.
Yeah. So thanks for calling in, people pleaser. Yeah, you're people pleaser. Katie is. I was thinking, I'm like a peep. I'm your classic. There's people like I'm a people upsetter. Oh, you know Trey.
Could be a fun bit.
I could. I really kind of am. Like you know Trey. He goes out of his way to kind of bother people.
And Katie has to please them afterwards.
Mm-hmm. Okay, one more video. We'll wrap it up. Thanks, Nadine.
What is up, Trey, Katie, Jake, Family Man, Derek?
Yo.
I'm Evan from Nebraska, Omaha. Loved your show in the Steelhouse. I'm one of your rare teenage guy fans, so please keep talking about sports more. I love it. Got a question for each one of you. First for Trey and Katie. What was it like when Trey first met Katie and all of Katie's brothers? And like Katie's brothers looked him up on Instagram, saw him dressing like a girl, making all those videos. How did you fit in? Be like, no, I really am I'm a straight guy and I love sports. I'm actually a man.
Shooter.
I'm a man. And what was it like getting to know Katie's brothers?
Good to meet you.
For Jake, you seems like you play and you love every sport. So if you could just rank your top five sports,
top five Adele, sports,
pickleball, those all count. Well, I'm curious to know because you just play and talk about so many. And Family Man Derek, my question for you is when they are filming Mood Swings golf videos and you're behind the camera, do you ever wish that you could get in and swing a golf club with them? Because I feel like you're behind the camera secretly wanting to play. And you never get to play.
We don't let them. Yeah.
I'm curious, Derek, if you've ever wanted to play golf with them, or if you play pickleball or basketball, because you're a tall guy, I feel like you can get buckets. Love you guys. Thanks for the laugh.
This guy's cool.
Shout out Omaha.
That's a fun name.
Yeah, dude. That's a great question. That's a good insight. I'm her four brothers. I don't know, meeting the brother. It's always played up like meeting the brothers, whatever. And I guess some families do that like that. But, you know, they weren't, for the most part, they were chill, very nice. Weren't trying to intimidate me or anything. But I do wonder, we never really talked about it. I think because when I would have met them would have been 2019. So I'm not touring yet at all. The touring's helped my life so much because people are like,
oh, comedian.
Comedian. Show, sell tickets.
I understand
that is a job. Before is a real challenge. So I'm sure they were so gracious in hindsight, because I'm sure there was absolutely in their head kind of like, what? This is the job? This is what he's doing.
But they were nice. You don't remember them like asking you if you like could provide for her, again, or anything?
Kate, people pleaser background. There's no doubt. If it was reversed, my family would have been like, at least in my ear, like, you're married. This girl's an influencer. What do you mean? What's the future there? What are we doing?
I just
with
don't
that?
See it. I don't see it.
But her family. And I think it's mainly too. It's Katie, who's like this, like never done anything wrong, like never gotten in trouble person. So I think they're kind of like, we're worried about these dudes and what they're. she's got this guy she likes. He's probably fine.
We trust Katie.
Goodness, that I think. Is 99% of it. It was really her helped me out more than anything.
That's nice. So you never had to say, I'm a man, I'm straight. like what he was saying.
No, I did. I would always try to like smack her ear around them and stuff.
I like this.
Yeah. Ooh, can't stop doing that. I would do stuff like that. And I could tell they were like, okay, respect. Like I would try to do stuff like that.
Yeah. Can you hop into the shower? I'll join you. Oh, I shouldn't.
And there was this
shoot.
There's one day we're just like in the kitchen playing some music, and I started grinding behind her, and I could hear them like, he probably doesn't have a belt buckle on, does he? And that took me down a notch. So I was like, gosh, dang it.
What's that bad?
They're like, yeah. Oh, I'm sure that's easy to do in your Lululemon pants.
Yep.
Moving those hips easily.
Should have known.
So I had to figure that out a little bit.
You didn't say you were straight, but you showed you were straight.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think that's the best way
to give her mom a kiss.
You can't.
Stuff like that.
Stuff like that.
Don't give her dad a kiss.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. And never really.
Yeah. We'd have like a waitress at a restaurant. Every time, like, who wants to eat? I'd always go, Hooters.
Yeah.
And every time we go out to dinner, Twin Peaks.
Yep.
I would suggest those. And they'd be like, gosh, Trey, we're not going to go there. But man, this guy is straight as an arrow.
Straight as they come. I think it can also send a message if you do go to a restaurant. Hit on the female waitress.
That's what I would do.
Let them know that you are straight.
We had a particularly like well-endowed waitress. She walked up and I was like, whoa. I did that noise. I can tell the brothers are like, this guy's a keeper.
Yeah. I like how straight he is. That's like, fun.
All right. I think that bit's good. That's Katie leaves the studio and it really goes off the rails.
Yeah. She wouldn't have let us do that.
No. So nearly that long. But thanks for the question, man. Hopefully that was good for our male listeners.
Hopefully that's kind of what you were wanting.
Yeah, I think that's what you wanted. Yep.
What'd you ask me? Oh,
top
yeah.
Five sports.
I do love sports. I don't know how to rank them, just in any order. Love volleyball.
I'm actually interested. Try to give us a 1 through 5. What's your favorite 5 sports? Don't overthink it. What's your heart tell you?
I love getting to play a sport at a high level with my wife. I'm going to go volleyball.
1.
Sand or indoor. Volleyball, 1. Pickleball, 2. Golf, 3. Mm. Let's go football, 4. Basketball, 5.
It's a good list.
And
football's
Derek,
pretty low on that one.
What'd you say?
Football's pretty low on
that
one.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Yeah. Put football, 3.
Those
golf
are
4.
To play.
Yeah.
No, that's fair.
Yeah. Derek, any hankerings to want to play golf with us?
I feel like I'm pretty gifted athletically. I played football in college, played a little basketball in high school and college. I took a hockey class and loved it. Picked it up real easy. The swinging sports, I'm awful at. I played on a a softball team, and I was treated like I was dying of cancer. Yeah.
Just everyone, scoot in. Yeah, come on, Derek.
So the swing sports, for some reason,
we're going to give you five strikes.
Yeah, Derek.
I mean, but that's really legitimate. If you didn't grow up playing those, mm-hmm. which sounds, I didn't either. I was pretty much most sports I can, you know, I wasn't some supreme athlete, but pick up quickly. But I remember doing a batting cage in Wrigleyville with some buddies on a bachelor party, being like, oh, dude, that looks so fun. And I never played baseball or anything, and I was amazed at how unable I was to make contact with the ball. I was like, oh my goodness.
There are certain sports or whatever is it, like golf, baseball, basketball. Yeah. You really needed to grow up doing these things.
That's so true. And because you notice even the guys who grew up playing baseball, golf, it helps.
Yeah.
It helps. And all the other sports come pretty good, but the very little I've tried to swing a bat or golf, definitely not natural at, but. Okay. Joe Santagato episode next week.
Tell your friends.
We're really excited. Thank you guys for all the support. We're getting this new studio locked and loaded. And I got to go to a baby appointment again.
Egg check.
Egg check. 5 stars for eggs.
Correct opinion.